What is the main theme of the book, or the main message of the book? I guess the main message of the book is that there is this voice within you, and it never leads you astray. All our regrets in life come from ignoring that voice. When I look back on my own life, there have been very few moments when I didn't feel like I knew what the right thing was to do. There have been many moments when I didn't do that, but it wasn't because I was confused or, what's the right thing? Is this the right thing or is that? No. I think that voice within us is true, especially if we listen to it and we foster it and we develop it. That voice within us is true, and it will lead us in the right path, but we ignore it a lot. And we ignore that voice within us in favor of other voices. The world's full of voices, the voices of parents, the voices of friends, the voices of siblings, the voices of coaches and teachers and professors, and you know, the voices on TV and the voices of experts. We live in a culture full of experts, and all of this can lead us to ignore that voice within. And as we ignore that voice within, it does tend to grow fainter. The problem with that is that then when the day comes, when the moment comes, when we really need to hear that voice within, it's become so faint we can barely hear it at all. And that's why it's so important, I think, to take a moment to listen to it every day, to take a moment whenever we're making decisions, especially decisions of import, to take a moment and really connect with that voice within and say, how is it counseling us? How is it advising us toward what is it leading us? Because that voice is put there by God to direct us in this life. And it really is an amazing thing. And so the story is about learning to listen to that voice. The story is about, why do we stop listening to the voice? The story is about, how do we learn to listen to that voice again? The story is about, how will our lives change if we have the courage, not only to listen to the voice, but to follow where the voice will lead? The story is very much about that. I thought they nailed it with the opening chapter, or the opening paragraph of the text on the inside flap. It says, there is a voice within you. Listening to that voice is the difference between happiness and misery, wonderful memories and heart-rending regrets. The Rocking Chair Prophet is a transformational story about reclaiming that voice and the unmitigated joy that comes from following it. I thought they nailed it. That's what it's about. It's about that voice, and it is about that unmitigated joy that comes from following it. When we're children, we hear it very clearly, we follow it very naturally, until all of these other voices come back into our lives. And so in many ways, it's getting back to that childlike attention to that voice within.